This is the front page of the Korea Joongang Daily for August 27, 2019. Trump says tests by North don't violate sanctions, by Shim Kyu-seok. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday said while he was not happy about North Korea's recent weapons tests, they were not violations of UN Security Council resolutions, contradicting an accusation raised by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Trump made remarks at a bilateral meeting between the two leaders on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit in France before veering into the same apology he has given previously about the reasons behind the North's provocations, saying he agreed that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that the U.S. joint drills with South Korea were unnecessary and a total waste of money. Kim was upset that South Korea was doing the war games, as you call them, Trump said. I don't think they were necessary either, if you want to know the truth. Adding, he would still probably have another meeting with North Korea on its denuclearization process, Trump then asked Abe for his view on the tests, to which the Japanese Prime Minister said the launch of short-range ballistic missiles by North Korea clearly violates the relevant UN Security Council resolutions. The opposing answer, a rare instance of two leaders expressing disagreement in a public setting, did little to change Trump's position, who asserted he understood Abe's assessment but that it was different from his. What followed was an odd exchange of assurances from both leaders that they were on the same page on the North Korean issue, though Trump meandered into his usual positive predictions that Kim will do the right thing. A lot of people are testing those missiles, not just Kim, he said. We're in the world of missiles, folks, whether you like it or not. The weapon the North tested on Saturday was labeled a newly developed super-large multiple rocket launcher by the country's state media. Photographs of this weapon released in the North's official Korean Central News Agency suggested it was similar to, but had larger barrels than, another new artillery piece tested by the North on July 31st and August 2nd, which was believed to have a caliber of around 400 millimeters, or 15.75 inches. According to the South Korean military on Saturday, projectiles from the newer variant flew a distance of around 380 kilometers, or 236 miles, at a peak altitude of 97 kilometers, giving the weapon the range to strike nearly all key military targets in South Korea. The North's state media added epithets like world-class powerful or peerless for its new armament, suggesting it could be an entirely different weapon altogether. North Korea's heavy artillery poses one of the greatest threats to South Korea's security, perhaps even more than its nuclear weapons. With Seoul located just 25 miles south of the inter-Korean border, around 25 million people residing in the South's capital metropolitan area are exposed to the roughly 13,000 North Korean artillery pieces deployed on its frontier. Subscribe to the Korea Joongang Daily, and you'll also receive a daily subscription to the New York Times.